Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Raceway 7 winner Brayton Santee. Then we'll speak with third-generation racer Chase Pollard, and we'll have a conversation with Great Lakes Super Sprint winner Jet Mann. But first, let's get to our What's Hot, and we'll start out with the hottest of them all. Congratulations to Knoxville, Iowa Nationals winner Kyle Larson. Also in Iowa at Dubuque, it was Bryson Eckrich. A.J. Flick, a winner at Lernerville in Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh goes to Mike Reff. Spike Moore gets it done at Bedford. The big trophy at Latrobe to Troy Shields. Colton Blazevich back in victory lane at Blanket Hill. Marion Center to Colton Flinner. And Jared Barclay gets it done at J-Town. Portsmouth, Ohio, Zach Milby continuing his winning ways. Colton Longwell wins Sharon, Wayne County to Doug Drown. Mike Borowick Jr., a winner at Goods, and Painesville goes to Kyle Bates. Dustin Nobby getting the win at Brownstown, Indiana. Salem to Cody Swanson. Kyle Cummings another win at Hobstadt. Speedrome to Jeffrey Shackelford. Carson Chapman the same at Sportsrome. And Lawrenceburg to Tyler Arrington. Dale Garrett the winner at Ona, West Virginia. Missouri at I-55. Matthew Edler and Mike Harrison getting modified wins. Cole Tinsley wins at Doe Run. Farmington Empire to Brad Bowden. And in Kentucky at Richmond and at Rock Castle, it's Mike Marler. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Raceway 7, a Ohio track way up there by the lakes. Brayton Santee taking the victory on Fans Autograph Night. Hey, Brayton, welcome to the show. Fans Autograph Night for a guy that is, part of the hometown, grew up in that area and such. Is that, you know, really like a big high school reunion meet and greet? Did you see people that, we went to high school together, any of the things like that? What are the experiences like for a winning driver at a track like this and having the families of people you probably, work with, went to school with? What's that like?
First, I didn't really see a lot of people in my class, but ironically, I just had my class reunion not a couple of weeks ago. So with my parents being teachers, I get to see a lot of the students throughout career days that I've helped out with. So I get to say hi to them and meet some of the parents of the students there. And then obviously a lot of friends and all that we could meet and greet there. So
that is awesome. Brayton Santee taking the victory in the Rush Series portion of the Raceway 7 event on Fans Autograph Night last Friday night at his hometown track, or last weekend at his hometown track, taking both the heat and the feature win. So when you win a race, I noticed in that list of sponsors on your social media and such, Castaways Grill has raspberry almond cake and strawberry crunch cake. Do you get like an extra big portion of slice of those if you won when you go to your sponsors?
Well, the Castaways, they actually they do a little bit of monetary value / food for us. So my personal take there is I really enjoy their wings. They got really good wings. My mom does like the desserts there. They have a variety. I think they change every so often, so you got to kind of pay attention there. But they got a bunch of specials and a bunch of different stuff every so often.
So make note, fans, when you go to Raceway 7, stop by the Castaways Grill and see what's especially on the dessert menu after you've had your chicken wings that are preferred by our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Brayton Santee. Speaking of ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And I understand you used ProFab headers to get to victory lane. What did those sounds sound like and the rumble beneath you as you were racing the ProFab headers on your car? What do you say about them?
Obviously, they sound awesome. We've had our current set here for 3-4 years, and we just picked up a new second set for my dad's car. He's been playing around with here the last couple of weeks. So, but overall, they have great performance and can't get anything better there. So,
yep,
we're a good product.
Hey, quite an endorsement for Raceway 7 winner Brayton Santee, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. dad racing? Does dad race in your class or in another one of the late model classes? Have you ever gone wheel to wheel with your father?
I mean, my dad just, we kind of put a second car together just to have some more car count at Raceway 7. But years ago, when I was like 9 or 10, I raced mod lights at a track called Allegheny Mountain or Speedway with him, and he beat me, but I was still young. It was like my second race ever on a mod light then.
Well, you'll have to give him what for. Someday you get that mod light rematch with your father. Brayton Santee, our Raceway 7 winning guest on the ProFab Hotline. What's it like to watch him out there and run from a proud son's perspective to see dad still slinging it and bringing it?
Honestly, I really don't get to see him because, I mean, Friday he was actually in my heat race and then typically busy trying to get cars to go, so I haven't really seen him maybe turn a few laps is about really all, so I can't really say.
Well, what's it like when you're discussing racing activities, the car needs to adjust this, to adjust that, and to hear that wisdom out of him and to now have plenty of years of experience to go back and forth at it? Those conversations, how special are they?
Obviously, they mean a lot, especially, I mean, my grandpa's involved, so he does a lot of the engine work, not necessarily the setup side, but he helps out a lot. I mean, we have our go-to setups. We just, no matter how far we go or how not far we go, or pretty much anywhere we go.
A complete family together there at Raceway 7 and wherever Brayton Santee, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, does the work. How about the multicolor on the nose of your car? That's quite the graphic there. Did you come up with that or somebody else?
My dad and mom primarily work on the graphic design. I mean, my dad likes to do colorful stuff, students and all that. And we also try to incorporate some of the colors of our sponsors here and there. But my dad liked that. I think there's a little teal green or light green in there that my dad liked.
Get to Santee Racing. Brayton, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, third generation racer, picking up a limited late model win, first of his season this year at Tri-County Speedway, Chase Pollard. Hey, Chase, welcome to the show. And before we even get going, if I'm going to use the name Pollard out there in the late model pavement world, please clear this up. Are you kinfolk to that Bubba Pollard guy?
I'm sure not, man. I get asked that a whole lot, but I've honestly never met the guy, but he's a heck of a wheel man. I never met him, but yeah, no relation there.
Well, he is a good guy, and hopefully someday you guys cross paths. And also, one of the things, are you taller than most? You look like you might even be taller than the Carson Hocevar kid. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'6", so I'm not really designed to go in these race cars. We usually got to cut them up pretty good to where I fit. But yeah, I'm definitely pretty long, that's for sure.
Well, long and long to get to the limited late model victory lane at Tri-County Speedway in Granite Falls, North Carolina. Chase Pollard, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. So a year where it looks like at least you're close to the, handful of top guys in the points, but the first win of the year, what's been the issue with, closing the deal till now? How did it all come together finally last Saturday?
We haven't done a whole lot different, really. Man, this deal they got at Tri-County, they've got a bunch of good cars. Man, we've been getting usually around 20 cars every week. And, man, there's just – you look at the qualifying times and you're not even in the tenths anymore. You're in the thousands. And, man, we've just been just missing that last little bit. But we kind of picked up on a few things here recently, and it translated into some – going a little faster, and like you said, really not a whole lot different other than just fine tuning a few small things. And we found that little bit of speed we were looking for,
finding that little bit of speed got him the first win of the season. He's won limited late model runs before, but this year, the first time on top of the podium, if you will, at Tri-County Speedway. Chase Pollard, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And speaking of ProFabrication, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So while the team, and I'm sure you were working on the car during the week some as well, but while the team is trying to figure out, parts and pieces and things and adjustments to make, from a driver's perspective, what have you done, in recent weeks, maybe to up your game? Were you on iRacing more? Did you go for more weightlifting? Did you do something that maybe change breakfast cereals? What did you do to, do that little bit more as a driver?
I'll tell you, it's funny you say that, but there's a place in Hickory, Victory Sim Experience, and what it is, it's iRacing, and they've got some simulators set up, and my buddy Corey Wagner and myself, we've been going on Wednesdays, and they run a special that night, and we'll go put about 2 hours worth of laps in, and I'm telling you, it's got to help a little bit. Just it doesn't really translate, but at the same time, it's good for your reactions, whatever you call it, but mm-hmm. I'd say that's the one thing I've done different. It's funny. He called me Sunday and he said, "See, I told you those, those runs down there is going to pay off." And he was right.
when you guys do it, is it always a track that is similar to Tri-County, the one you race on most, or do you kind of vary to maybe pick up some other tendencies that maybe you weren't bringing into the recipe, a dirt track sliding around on, or a bigger track, smaller track, do you mix it up?
Oh yeah. You can do about anything on there. I don't know a lot about it, but you go in, you can, man, they got rally cars, dirt cars, sprint car, you name it. And we really do a lot of the dirt stuff, 'cause it's, it's pretty fun on there. And, we'll pick out about five or six, totally as far opposite as you can do, but it all helps, mm-hmm. So it's
what's been like your favorite dirt track? I didn't expect you to be interested, but where online at least is your favorite dirt track?
Tony Stewart's
Eldora.
Yeah, we that one was super fun, and like you said, man, we did the sprint cars and everything else there. That one was really racy,
you could
instead of just going and making laps, we could kind of get a race going on there. And Charlotte, that was another fun one. Man, there's another one. I can't think of the name of it. Maybe State Line or something.
Yeah, State Line's a dirt track. Yeah. Well, Chase Pollard, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, put all that recipe together and his team doing their part and got the limited late model win last Saturday at Tri-County Speedway. Chase, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Now, third generation question we typically ask, father, a former racer, your grandfather, general contractor that owned a steakhouse and did pretty well when he raced on the weekends. Which one do you kind of, drive like? What's your style like?
I'd have to say probably my dad, just because we worked together, we raced together. So I'm sure, obviously, it was before my time when they were running, but I would say I'd probably translate a lot like he does. And I know my dad's told me that before, that he thinks it's a lot like his dad, Earl, that he also raced in Canada back in, the 50s, but it runs pretty deep, that's for sure.
It definitely does in the Chase Pollard's family history, from dad to grandpa's and all the rest. He is our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Where can we follow you on the internet to keep up with you?
I'm not a big internet guy, but I got a Facebook. You look me up on there. I got an Instagram, is just Chase Pollard 98, and I try to put some stuff on there, but I'm just I guess I'm kind of old school. I just keep it pretty simple. And
well, we like old school, and we certainly appreciate Chase Pollard, winner at Tri-County, to stop by and chat with us here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at bristolmotorspeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Kyle's going in the wall, head on.
Oh. Usually when NASCAR legend Kyle Petty's looking backwards, something's gone very wrong.
Boy, that was a big hit.
But now when Kyle's counting down the biggest songs of the past.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with our friend Kyle Petty, turning back the clock on our musical time machine known as Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
And for once, I'm along for the ride as we look in the rear view. Find out what songs took the checkered flag and reminisce with the kinds of stories only I can tell.
So join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
Johnson
forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning sprint car driver from last weekend. No, we're not having Kyle Larson on, but this is a driver on the rise up that ladder in sprint car racing from Goshen, Indiana. Great Lakes Super Sprint winner at the race at Hartford, Michigan last weekend. Jet Man. And hey, Jet, welcome to the show. Got to ask, with a cool name like Jet, is that your real name? Is it a nickname? Tell us the story.
Yes, that is the name on my birth certificate.
Wow, Jet Man. That's got to be one. You make t-shirts that say Jet Man on that thing?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fans, you're going to want to get one of those. They also call him the Hoosier Rocket Junior. Now, with that, Jet, what? Why Junior to that? What's the story there? Help us understand.
My dad, Brett Mann, was a regional racer here around Michigan area, and that was his nickname.
Very cool. Race sprint cars like you do? Very good. Jet Mann, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Great Lakes Super Sprint winner at Hartford, Michigan. The Goshen, Indiana driver is our guest. And, man, Jet, the over-the-limit images photo of you in Victory Lane was what stopped me when I was going on social media. That is cereal box worthy, how cool that looks. What's it like when you see now Great Lakes Super Sprints using it, and that's you in Victory Lane, and kind of, you know, posterizing, you know, how cool that that victory pose was. What's that make a driver feel like when that image is that powerful?
Yeah, I mean, it feels incredible. And, you know, to get a win, especially in these days with everyone having the best equipment, you know, it just feels really good.
What do you do to overcome it? Jet Mann is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Great Lakes Super Sprint winner, Hartford, Michigan, where the track was, and Goshen, Indiana, where he is from. And that's right across from Wakarusa, Indiana. If you know where Wakarusa is, that's added bonus points in your geography. But Jet, how do you overcome if somebody's got a bigger power plant, maybe has two or three extra crew guys with him that are helping on every step of the way? What does a driver do that pushes that envelope that much more so that you can be successful against somebody in that nature?
Yeah, mainly just being smart on the racetrack, getting through lap traffic fast and qualifying well at the beginning of the night to start up front at the end of the night.
So, you know, and Jet Mann is our guest. He did just that, working his way through and won the Great Lakes Super Sprint race last weekend in Michigan. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So a lot of us have trouble getting through traffic on the highways and byways and such, and we're not going full speed with cars trying to catch us and move around and things like that, or most of us aren't going full speed. What is the key to setting up somebody? Does it start in the corner you're going into, or is it somewhere prior to that on the racetrack? What's the general technique to be able to get around and through this lap traffic?
Mainly knowing who you're racing with. You know, when I catch lap traffic, I try to look ahead and basically just try to go wherever they don't go as fast as I can to get around them.
When the wings and wing sprint cars, big giant wing on top of these drivers as they're circling around these racetracks and such, when the wings are kicking that air around, is that create turbulence in there from the slower cars around you and then you're hitting them at full speed? Can that throw you off during a race? What is that like?
Yeah, in a way, once you get around different cars and different traffic, the dirty air can make the car act different than compared to being up front and clean air.
Does it get surprisingly different sometimes to where you may have been around one car and then all of a sudden somehow the air changes and it might pitch you on one side of the track and another? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, it happens. And luckily on Friday at Hartford, we just had the car set up good enough to where it was good in any type of air and wherever we put it on the racetrack.
Well, and Jet Mann had it all going on, taking Great Lakes Super Sprints win at Hartford, Michigan. He is our guest on the ProFab Hotline. How does that put you in points? And are you chasing a title this year or looking for more victories than points each time you go out?
Mainly looking more for victories than points. We haven't really got out this year because of weather. And, you know, if you the weather doesn't look too good, then if we don't want to go, then we don't have to go.
Well, not a bad way to go at it. When you're ready, you go and give it your all and end up in Victory Lane. That's a pretty good process. Great Lakes Super Sprints winner, Jet Mann, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. How about other special races towards the end of the year? Different series, maybe a further off track than, you know, normal, maybe, you know, kind of a one-of-a-kind trip somewhere. Any of that stuff planned so folks maybe in those areas can look for you?
Yep, the plan is to stick the 410 under the hood this week. We're going to run with the All-Stars at Butler this coming Saturday, and then we'll probably run a few weekly shows at Butler as well.
Wow, Butler, Michigan, got a big motor coming, the 410s. The race win in the Great Lakes Super Sprints was the 360 division engine, and now dropping in that 410, going to be a lot more giddy up. Will that change how you drive the car? with more horsepower? Does it make it easier in some spots, more difficult, challenging in others? What's that like?
The 410s are lighter in the front end, so the car definitely handles different, but as long as you're driving the car hard, it's pretty self-explanatory and everything will take care of itself.
And are you a driver that, you know, focuses on just giving it gas all the way around, no matter what, or are you more of a process? You make your speed throughout all the lap in different ways. How do you describe the way you race?
Lately, you know, now that I'm getting older, I've kind of gotten to where I'm a little better with my feet, but for the most part, it's pretty much staying on the gas and keep the car laid down on the left side.
Well, we definitely stand on our feet for drivers that stand on the gas, that's for sure. Jet Man is one of those guys. Great Lakes Super Sprints winner at Hartford, Michigan. Goshen, Indiana driver, one-time BMXer back into his childhood. Where can folks look you up on the internet so they can get one of those cool shirts and keep up with you?
Yep, you can find me on Facebook. You can direct message me for shirts and inquiries, stuff like that, at Jet the Hoosier Rocket Junior Man.
There it is, Jet the Hoosier Rocket Junior Man. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Good luck with not only your next race this year, whether it's Great Lakes Super Sprints or on to the All-Stars at Butler. We appreciate you, and we'll be following this career as it continues to rise for the Goshen, Indiana driver. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more. Chase Pollard, winner at Tri-County, to stop by and chat with us here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Sure is a great weekend to get out and support grassroots racing, whether it's nearby, maybe a little bit of a trip. But get out there, championships on the line, and racers race it hard at this time of the year. Of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.